About half the people who work with livestock in the U.S. are immigrants, and many speak Spanish. That's not the case for the veterinarians guiding the farm workers. As Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports, there's a push in vet schools to open those lines of communication.
Dairy worker Esperanza Yanez examines a heifer with a stethoscope. With one hand on the animal's underbelly, she leans in for a close listen. Over the years, she's learned to spot a sick cow. She says she sees signs that most people don't notice. She works with a veterinarian on a regular basis, following complex instructions for medication and diet. But the medical terminology can be confusing, especially if English is your second language. Since coming to the U.S. 2 decades ago, Yanez has taken English classes and practices by watching game shows like Jeopardy.
Oh, La Wheel of Fortune, de esas.
Still, she'd feel more confident working with a vet who speaks Spanish. And many of her coworkers haven't been in the country as long as she has. To avoid embarrassment, she says they'll say they understand the English instructions, but when the vet walks away, that is, everyone's standing around asking each other, what did they say? The language barriers at this Colorado dairy are common on animal farms across the country. The most recent numbers from 2015 show that more than half of workers in the U.S. dairy and meat processing industries are immigrants, and many are Spanish-speaking.
We graduate from vet school as experts of reading the animal, but very little attention is paid to reading the people who are taking care of those animals, right, and trying to communicate with them effectively.
Noah Roman Muniz is a veterinarian and associate professor at the Colorado State University. She grew up in Puerto Rico and noticed the language gap while interning on a dairy farm in Colorado. To get a leg up in the job market, she thinks all veterinary students should learn Spanish.
The reality is that if we're going to give training, if we're going to instruct people to do the right thing for the cows right now, we should probably do it in Spanish because workers feel more comfortable.
Veterinary schools across the country have noticed the need. Purdue has a Spanish podcast for vet students. Kansas State and Texas A&M have a class called Spanish for Animal Health. Roman Muniz worked with CSU graduate student Shannon Zeller to design a course that streamlines Spanish by teaching students the verbs and vocabulary they need for working in the field. For example, explaining vaccinations or vacunas and describing a horse that's colicky or colico. Eventually, Zeller wants to design programs for professionals who work with construction workers, out in the field with migrant farm workers, and in hospitality.
But we have so much Spanish-speaking culture within our borders that I think language departments are becoming more aware of meeting the needs.
At La Luna Dairy, workers line up the cows in the milking parlor. Workers don't just carry out a vet's instructions. Yanez says because of their experience and the time they spend with the animals, they can help determine an animal's diagnosis. Of course, she says, they have to be able to communicate that. For Yanez, learning English took about 32 years and was born out of necessity. She's worked on farms where the managers spoke no Spanish. She thinks other workers should learn English, too. It helps the farm run smoother. Of course, there are barriers, like the cost of classes, low education levels among workers, and the long hours they spend on the farm. After a long day at work, says Yanez, you just want to go home and rest. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.